Look, I haven't had a chance to talk to you about this, but so our favorite person. Yeah, and I'm using that lightly. You probably know which way I'm about to
I shudder to think.
The devil wore Prague, or red lingerie, according to some twink that put a book out.
Wow, Vogel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Is this person is this person no longer with us?
Well, he's no longer with us, but the spirit of him seems to be still
Yeah,
going through his sister, anyways.
yeah, yeah.
So much
Oh,
for free
jeez.
elections and things like
Oh,
that.
oh.
Which I wonder, why, if somebody dies or leaves unexpectedly, you should have instant spot elections
Well, no,
instead of
there's a
just.
provision for that. No, they were already getting prepped for that. I mean, the idea was initially just put her in there for like 6 weeks or something while they organized a special election, and then Trump preempted that by saying, "And I endorse her for a full term, which means she's going to run now in November to fill the seat for 6 years."
Well, wait a minute. That's great that Trump endorsed her full term, but
Yeah.
he doesn't have any choice over this. He's not the
No,
dictator.
it's just an endorsement. But again, to the Trumpenzee factor. I mean, he's got such a following in the Republican Party now, especially in the more conservative states. They'll do anything that he wants. And so I don't know. A couple people have already pulled out of the special election. I think she's going to run in the special election and probably win. In fact, all of her other opponents may pull out.
Jeez, I feel for the people of South Carolina. If they can't get rid of Graham,
Well,
even when
it's.
he's in the grave, you still can't get rid of
Yeah, and yeah. Well, let me put look at the bright side. She can't possibly be worse than her brother.
Oh, you're not Russian. You're
Oh,
so not Russian. Because the one of the key sayings, if you want to understand Russians,
yeah.
is it can always be worse.
It can always be worse. Yeah.
We're not
It's
fatalistic. We're just
yeah.
realistic. It can always be worse. Whenever
Well,
you
it's
say she can't be any
Murphy.
worse, wait a minute. Hold my
Murphy's
beer.
Law. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong, right?
It's the American saying, hold my beer.
Yeah, hold my beer. Watch this. And
Watch this, buddy. You think she can't be worse? Ooh, yeah.
next comes a trip to the emergency room. So,
Yeah, usually. What a morgue. One or the other.
Darwin Awards. Yeah.
Oh, have you ever read the Darwin Awards?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they used to publish books of them, and you read
Yeah.
through it's like, and before they'd published put somebody's in there, they were actually doing background checks. I mean, I don't know if Darwin
Yeah,
Awards still runs or not, but they do actual background checks to make sure the story was real. And you just gotta wonder how humanity survived.
Well, like a couple of guys play a couple of guys playing Russian roulette with an automatic. It was a really short game.
One of the best ones was a guy, he decides to go rob a store. So he walks on his way in, he walks past the parked police car, comes in there, pulls his pistol out to rob the store, gets 20 other pistols in his face, and gets the sent to meet Jesus. He was trying to
Yeah.
rob a gun store. Everybody, and there were two cops in there too, and everybody's armed.
Hey,
No.
hey, hey, you out of the gene pool.
I mean, yeah, that's well, I mean, most of Congress would fit into to one degree or another into the Darwin Awards.
Did you see? I'm trying to think whether it was the Babylon Bee or the Onion a few years ago saying that Congress critters are now going to start wearing barcodes on their head so the lobbyists can scan them and check out, do self-checkout for the various prices. I think that's a really great idea. It's also truth in labeling,
I would not be surprised. No, nothing would surprise me
Yeah.
anymore. They actually, yeah, I feel for those guys. I feel for the guys at the Babylon Bee and the Onion because having to ride sarcasm over the last 10 years of what you have for
Yeah,
president, man, that's hard work.
well, that's why the Babylon Bee has another site called Not the Bee, where they post real stories that you think, oh, that's got to be fake. Come on, it can't be true.
Oh, geez. That's on the level they had a one for the Darwin Awards where these two good old boys were blasting off homemade fireworks while sitting for the 4th of July, while sitting on top of a very large gasoline tank
Oh,
above
shit.
ground. Vapor leak. Go figure, vapor leak. Boom. So they pulled one guy off of a tree, like a couple hundred yards off. Just freaking A, man.
Or at least pieces of him. There was another one, I think, where a guy was like a night watchman or something, like in a building, and he had to be out on a cold roof during the night, and he discovered that it was warmer near where the microwave tower was, so he pulled up a chair and just sat there in front of the microwave dish. They found him, done to a dull, golden crisp in the morning,
It's
cooked from the inside out.
and look, I mean, where do you think he actually died? That's the question. I was talking with Larry, and he's like, if you look at
Oh
the
yeah.
chronologically, I don't think he died in the US.
Well, have you heard the story again? I don't know if this is true. I mean, I don't buy it, the notion that he was killed in a Russian strike
No,
there.
he
I mean,
showed up
I
after the
don't
strike.
know. I think so too. But there was talk that he, how do I put this delicately for our audience, that he was in an establishment in Kiev being regaled with the kind of an entertainment that he finds appropriate, and sort of died in that activity. And then they had to hustle him off. One thing that what Larry said was, looking at the train schedule and all that to
Right.
get back, that maybe some kind of a special plane was sent for him or something like that
Yeah,
to
he
get
was on
him
a
out of there.
military plane. They took him out on a military plane, which normally a senator would not fly on a military plane. Because if you
Well,
think
was
about
but
it,
from Poland or from Ukraine though?
no, from Poland.
From Poland. How do you get from Kiev to Poland by train?
Maybe by train, maybe by car, if they had to really, really speed down the.
You can't fly into Ukraine at all?
Well, it's high risk. We'll just put it that way.
Well,
That's why they stopped doing it.
maybe they risked it. Maybe
They
they
may
had
have.
a special plane, with whatever anti-radar stuff they got on it, and tried to get him in there, and cross their fingers and hope for the best.
Yeah, and those, was it an open casket?
That I did not see.
You feel for the guys that have to prepare the body, depending on
Yeah,
what
yeah, yeah,
condition
yeah. But you
what
heard
he was in.
it was open casket, but he was face down, so his friends would recognize him.
Oh man, it's can you imagine being the federal bodyguards for this guy, finding him if he actually died in one of those establishments? Can you imagine being the federal bodyguards have to take care of that man? You'd have PTSD at the end of this. You have so, I'm sorry, I need counseling.
Well, it just close your eyes and think of America.
Close your eyes and think of Madeleine Albright.
Oh, jeez. There's a thought. I could have
Oh,
done without that.
or Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Oh,
So,
by the way, there's rumor that Clinton's she's going to run for president again.
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 Again,
Why not at this point? It's a geriatric ward. She's got medical issues for you. Why not? She'd fit right in.
no, I think they're going to shake it up. I've got my eye on two people. One is here in Virginia, our CIA governor, Abigail Spanberger. I think she's a definite possibility. And the other one, I think, if he survives his Senate race, would be Joel Ossoff of Georgia, I think, is a possibility. I think it's going to have to be a woman or a Jew, most likely, one or the other, even both. I mean, if I can't think of one who meets both of those criteria, who's got some deal of credibility, but I think that's the way they're going to go.
Now, if you could get a woman, Jew, lesbian, dwarf of
With one leg.
multiple background, racial backgrounds, man, you'd have every chance block checked off.
Poor old AOC. I think she's straight. She won't serve.
Yeah, that was a rumor AOC was going to run. I'm like, well, yeah, the intellectual capacity after Biden and Trump is pretty low anyway, so why not her?
I think they've got to wait another 2 or 3 cycles for her to run. She's got to become senator from New York first.
When a country of 320 million people, 320 million legal people,
Oh,
and
I was going to
that's
say, you're undercounting us. You forgot the other guys that are here, right?
the other 20, 30 million, 50 million, who the hell knows how many of them.
Yeah.
But okay, legal 320 million people. And
Yeah.
this is the best the US can come up with? Seriously? This is the
Well,
epitome of the political class?
look at the bright side. Hopefully, the next ones will not be octogenarians. I mean, the American political class is starting to look like Brezhnev's Politburo. I mean, it's
Yes.
just ridiculous what we've got here. So I think they've got at some point the torch has passed to a new generation,
Yeah.
but
Yeah, but their
okay.
generation is like 2 years younger. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, but that's the best that the US can come up with.
Yeah, the best. Well, the gulf between the best and the worst of America is precious small these days,
Well, yeah, there's a Russian saying, gold
Yeah.
sinks to the bottom, shit flows to
Yeah.
the
That, that's what somebody called the cesspool theory of leadership. The really big chunks float to the top. Yeah. So that's how you get to be a big man here in this country or a big whatever.
But if you look at
Let me
it,
ask. Yeah,
this
go
is
ahead.
why
Go ahead.
all republics died. This is how exactly. I mean, this is what about the
Yeah.
third wave where the majority of the countries were republics and they all die the same way.
Yeah.
Your
Yeah.
leadership
Well,
quality
first,
just deteriorates.
the Republic turns into a democracy, which is always really a big problem. And then once you have democracy and the mob is in control, then everything goes to hell because it's just a question of which demagogue can mislead more people at once and which moneyed interests are lurking behind the various demagogues. And that's the stage we're in now. And at this point, I guess we're just waiting for some kind of tyrant to appear, whether it's left wing, right wing, no wing, whatever kind of tyrant.
Well, luckily Trump's 80. So if you wanted a tyrant, he's kind of a old age
And
for that.
not No. You need somebody who's got a little more on the ball and can
Yeah.
actually enforce his will in a way that Trump can't.
But Trump could be the precursor to a tyrant.
Sure. Especially if he's a kind of a techno tyrant. I mean, again, as I've said before, I always think of J.D. Vance as like the ultimate Manchurian candidate for Peter Thiel and the Palantir and the CIA. I don't think the guy who ends up being the tyrant necessarily has to be the real power. The power
Oh
could
yeah.
be hidden behind him.
Well, look, I mean,
And I'm sure
Thiel from day one is owned and sponsored by the CIA, Palantir. That
Yeah.
they piled
Yeah.
money,
Yeah.
and Thiel is a terrorist. I'll flat out say it. He's a terrorist. His drones are programmed when their charges gets to about 80%. Below to the last 20%, they start looking for anything for a target. We've had
Yeah.
children killed on bikes with his drones. That about a month ago
Yeah.
was
Yeah.
a 11 and 12-year-old riding on a bike, taken out. They just had a motorcycle taken out. They had 2 days ago they struck a in Belgrade they struck a gas station with about 20 cars in line to fill up, and on and on and on. I mean, he is a terrorist. His company is a terrorist organization. And by the way, they're also developing pre-crime. You remember Minority Report?
Oh, great.
I don't know
Oh,
if they
yeah,
got the
sure.
psychics or
Yeah.
not, but they're definitely developing
Yeah.
pre-crime. They even talked about it. Because by statistics, we can figure out if you're going to commit a crime and
Well,
we're going to arrest you.
yeah, and the nice thing is, once they arrest you and claim we got our man, how can you be proved wrong? You give us the man, we'll give you the case. And so, hey, look, the crime didn't happen. Because he was in custody, I guess we were right.
Oh, geez. Orwell didn't even scratch the surface. That's.
Well, let me ask you a question about Belgorod and places like that. I mean, I understand that in the big scheme of things, this is not doing that much damage to Russia in terms of the economy and so forth. And you, as you point out, have this kind of, I'm not sure whether what's the right word, stoic or fatalistic attitude. Well, these things
I'll go
happen,
both.
and we'll just go on with our lives. But at what point does this become dereliction of duty by the government to protect people, to say, look, people should not be in a position where this stuff happens. And kids on bikes should not be getting killed by drones or whatever they are, because the government has this clever go slow approach. I mean, at some point, the people deserve to be protected.
I don't know. I mean, to be flat out, I'm not gonna make up stories. A lot of people, especially a lot of Western commentators that are obviously pro-Russian, but they'll come out
Yeah.
with a, yep, that's it. That's gonna be the big strike right now, and I know it because I've got sources. I've got sources, and nobody knows.
I don't believe it. Yeah.
And nobody
Yeah.
knows,
Yeah.
except maybe the people at the very, very top, and they're not exactly sharing. Vladimir Vladimirovich hasn't been
Yeah.
inviting me to breakfast lately, so I have no idea. I will tell you this: there's elections coming up in September, and the ruling the power party is in big trouble for a lot of reasons.
United Russia, yeah.
Yeah, so
Do you think the
there.
LDPR is going to do well?
Well, I'm in the LDPR, so yeah, I hope they do well.
I know you are. I know.
And I'll tell you this: the
Are
other
you
part.
going to be, hey, are you going to be a candidate? Are you going to be a
No,
candidate?
not this time. I didn't get my stuff, my information in soon enough. So next round,
Oh,
I'll put it.
you're considering it though. Oh,
Oh
wow, that'd be
yeah,
great.
absolutely, absolutely, I am. So yeah, why not? And I've got a, I know several of the deputies, obviously, and they're like, yeah, that's a good idea. Get you in. It probably
Yeah,
wouldn't.
for
I probably
sure.
wouldn't
Yeah.
run for federal. Right off the bat, but like I said, I missed the deadline this time around. I'd probably run for city council as a starting step. So,
Nah,
unless I become a lot more
no.
popular all of a sudden.
No, look, all that city stuff, I mean, then you have to be worried about budgets and potholes and roads and the utilities. You don't want to get bogged down in all that kind of garbage, including literally garbage. You don't have to worry about garbage either. I mean, you want to be have a voice on these issues, which means you have to run for the Duma.
Oh yeah, well it's harder to jump up directly up into the lists from not having a political career in the background. Though it's been done by several people.
Well, and
Manson,
plus
but
you have a public profile. You have a public profile, though. I mean, you're a media personality.
yeah, that's also true. So we'll see, we'll see. I'm definitely going to be active and active in the party. Well, I think, but if you look at least on paper, what the other parties are saying, they're going to be a lot more hardline. We'll see what happens if they actually get in enough votes to be. I don't think United Russia is going to lose its majority, but it's no longer going to have a super majority. At which point, they're not going to be able to just ignore the other parties.
Well, and besides the United Russia and the Liberal Democrats and the communists, who
Which, by the
else
way, are
matters in the
not
election?
liberal
Anybody?
Democrats in the least. They're actually very conservative.
I know. It was sort of cute that he named the party that Zhirinovsky named the party that.
Yeah.
I
Oh,
enjoyed that.
did you hear about the lawsuit that was leveled against the communists? Now, this is being appealed, but the Bashmansk court, which is in Moscow, ruled that the communists it was over the fact of the murder of the Tsar. And the fact that the communists, well, the Bolsheviks murdered the Tsar and his family, that some
Well, I've heard.
they would have to they since they've given no apologies for what they did, the
Yeah,
court
yeah.
ruled that they're not eligible for running for any positions. Unless they sign a paper that they apologize or they acknowledge the crime that was committed.
Did they? Did they sign it?
It's getting appealed, but yeah, but just
Ah.
the fact that it got pushed through, and there's even a, they found a court judge that agreed with them. That's a big smack in the face of the communists. That's a
Yeah,
very big
I
smack
wonder
in
what
the
the
face of
legal
communists.
I wonder what the legal theory is in terms of who would have standing to sue as the aggrieved party other than the Romanov family, perhaps, or maybe it's just the Russian public in general. We are the aggrieved parties because you murdered the emperor. I
Yeah,
suppose
it
that's
is the
it.
aggrieved party. Basically,
Yeah, yeah.
they came in as the aggrieved party as the Russian people.
Yeah, well, sounds good to me.
So that's just a little bit of an interesting moment there in our politics. When people say it's all monolith, no, it's not monolith. Russian politics can be interesting too.
Well, let's convene the Azimsky Sabor and elect the new emperor,
Hey,
new
I'm all
tsar.
for it. It worked before. I mean, that's because everybody's like, "Oh, yeah, how are you going to choose an emperor?" I'm like, or a king? Because I'm a monarchist, constitutional
You're a
monarchist.
liberal. I was gonna say you're a liberal. You're a constitutional monarchist. I'm a real monarchist. I'm for
Well,
I'm for samodzielnica.
you need to give the people a voice, or at least a feeling of a voice. Yeah, I'll tell you straight up.
Well, of course,
And I said this early on, the biggest mistake the communists in Russia did, or in the Soviet Union did, is they didn't create a socialist light party and give this illusion of a choice, like in the US. They did that, they would have still been in power.
Well, they had demokratический centralism. I mean, you could have discussion within the party till the decision is made, and then you have to have because Lenin agreed from a purely strategic point of view, he understood that factionalism would be the death of the party and their control. So they probably said, if we do that, that's tantamount to giving up power, and they weren't about to do that.
Well, what I'm saying is they could have
You're right, though.
created an official separate party, the Socialist Light, still controlled it, just like in the US. It's the same people controlling the main issues. It's the same
Or
people in the
were they, were,
background.
yeah. Or what they could have done was come up with a slate of approved party candidates and have more than one candidate for each office, and people can say, okay, they stand for roughly the same thing, but I like this guy better than that guy. At least they'll give him some illusion of choice. You're right.
Well, sometimes they had that. But when you get two parties, you get the team effect. This is my team. This is I'm the red, I'm the R's, I'm the D's. And people do stupid things like that. They
That's
don't
right.
look past that.
That's
Oh,
right.
these are my guys.
No.
Like, well, no, really, they're not.
Yeah.
You're not theirs.
No, exactly. And unfortunately, that's all politics is for a lot of Americans, that I identify as a Democrat, I identify as a Republican, and that's their label, and my team, their team. That's all there is to it.
I remember. I guess probably the last time I voted, and I was still living in Texas. I went to early voting, and I'm standing there in line, and it was a long line, and we're just waiting. And I just started asking people about, hey, what about this? What about what's your stance on these spots? Nobody knew anything. Clueless. You're going to vote for candidates without any freaking idea what they stand for. My family's always voted Democrat. My family's always Republican. I'll just vote Republican. I mean, at that point, given the plebs the vote, that's basically what you're coming down to.
Let me ask you a different question. Let's suppose everything in the Gulf goes as badly, and that means, well, the war itself, a huge global depression, that's going to mean like a huge wave of humanity from the global south movements. So, I mean, when we start seeing famine level conditions in places like Africa, America, because there's no fertilizer, there's no fuel, there's nothing to get in or what?
Well, Russia's not that easy to get to begin with. That's pretty big
That's
open
true.
areas. It's pretty big open border, but man, to get up there, the 1,000+ kilometers you'd have to go. The countries in Central Asia, for the most part, they can feed themselves. If not, Russia helps feed them. Russia feeds a third of the world. Russia doesn't have a problem with fertilizer. It still sells fertilizer. I think the biggest countries that are going to be suffering from that are going to be parts of Africa that are reliant on the West for one reason or another, parts of South America, and the Europeans. I think the Europeans are screwed in the long run, in the medium
Well,
run.
because, like, obviously for the fallout from the Syria and Libya war, and I don't see that anybody in Europe has got the gumption to get, do what they need to do to protect themselves.
No,
Maybe the
no.
Irish.
Well, most of the people in Europe are clueless. They're clueless about what's coming. They're clueless of the situation they're in. They've been turned into biomaterial. Good. Sad to say that, but that's the truth of it. They're drones, or as everybody's not calling it, NPCs. So
Yeah,
unfortunately.
little gray faces.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They're so busy figuring out how to feed themselves the next day, they're clueless about the tidal wave that's coming, unfortunately. So, Jim, I've got to run. I've got a hard deadline. I got to run to another show
All
they're
right.
waiting for me. I want to thank you again. It's always a pleasure talking to you. I'm waiting for you to
Like
get here
likewise, Stas.
so we can have the that
Yeah, hey,
beer.
one of these days.
Come on over.
Yeah.
Make it
Yeah.
August. Come over in September.
I got September and August. Maybe next year.
Okay. Wow. The beer's still waiting. Don't make the beer wait too long. You got 52 weeks of vacation, man. You got to burn it somehow.
The beer or the bear?
No, both. Well, the pet bear, you know.
Both
Okay.
the beer drinking bear.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Right, take care.
I gotta
All right,
run. Thank you
bye-bye.
everyone for joining us. Cheers.
Thank you.